Welcome to another juicy, dramatic episode. But instead of the juicy drama, we're going to get serious and down to business. We have a girl, Katie Knight. And you know, my name is Buzzwagger Rebecca. I got to tell you, and in this episode, we're going to talk about potential distress. Distress in a relationship, the traits, the personality trait that lead to perpetual distress and the loophole in the relationship. And we're going to talk about the blazing trending and the blazing topics, and then we're going to move into our topics, and then we're going to go to did you know factor. So let's start now. So our blazing topics, number one is that our dancehall artist Shamil Moore has collapsed at her hometown in Montego Bay, where she was admitted to the hospital for quite some time due to stress. So yes, and now she is taking some rest and some time off from her career and her performance, getting some rest, that she need. And my heart goes out to her. Big up you, Shamira, your hardworking Jamaican female upcoming artist. So yes, Shamil Moore collapsed due to anxiety. So let's read it for our readers. So recording artist Shamil Moore has been ordered by her doctor to get rest after she collapsed in Montego Bay, St. James on Saturday. Dancehall artist at the A&B complex at the Market Street in her hometown city when she was collapsed. A statement was released by her management team. And then Indicom is probing an incident into a woman's death and Kingston woman's death. The Independent Commission of Investigation Indicom Thursday said an investigation extends to an involve of a police officer in the death of Curly Murray, who the police says was shot in the head and threw from her car during a semen in Franklintown on Tuesday. Another dramatic issue is that a daughter caught us in the act. Daughter caught you in the act. I am 29 year old. I have two daughter. I am not yet married, and I am having I am living with my baby father. He tries to support our girls. Both of us are working, but I am part-time. My girls like to sleep with us, although they have their own room and their own bed. The older one is very smart, and she told her father that he should not try to have sex with me when the children are in the bed with us. He agreed, but he kept doing it. The older daughter saw my father giving me oral sex and told her sister what she saw. Medicate them sleeping at the moment. No, bueno, from. And And then top four is Crinum set to seem right time for official local tribute. Timing is everything down, so now just came Crinum set. But in a short time, he established himself as one of the greatest, biggest name international with nobody like, nobody has to know. 2015, 2019 reveal our debut album Midnight Spike featuring Shanks, continued to go in the UK and US and Latin America through 2019. And then Gal policy was made earmarked in the street and locally. Crinum expressed gratitude for the audience input. And then big up to, we're going to round it off to our top five blazing topic. Big up to Sharika Jackson. Actually, I would say big up to Sharika Big Panty. Yes. Congratulations, others is going on to Sharika Jackson, our Jamaica sprinter, our third girl. Brand school, everything, Sharika Silver, everything. So in the eyes of the Italian tracks and club head coach Michelle for MVP Tracks Limited coach Brandon Foster Henry and sprinter header cards of the world champion 2020 world champion 200 meter champion Sharika Jackson, first nominated of the World Athletic Female of the Year, is the culminating session, which is in their eyes, and she finally arrived to be the elite of the sprinter. Jackson was named among the shortlist of 10 finalists, including 5 world champion 100 meter winner Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce on Wednesday after the champion in which it produced a landmark performance in her second season doing the double sprint. Big up yourself, big up Sharika Panty, yes, big up herself. And so that's the top five of our blazing topic. So get into our meat of a matter of our way of our top today, petrol distress, and these are things that you need to look for. Don't forget our Didn't You Know segment is going to happen after our topic. So we're going to look at the traits, the personality traits driven by excessive feeling and desire and superior may lead to chronic disappointment, unmet expectation, wanting and not have no expectation in relationship, speak out, and habitual self-reinforcement schedule of behavior with desires, psychological and social costs, according to research of the Western Case Western Reserve University. In their current research, they say entitled personal traits can be perpetual loop of distress. And they're basically saying the extreme level and the entitlement is a topic of is a toxic narcissistic trait. The entitlement. I'm going to do another topic about human being feeling or human being entitled to men. Yeah. All right. So we're going to do the whole topic about that. So, but anyway, entitled the extreme level of entitlement is a toxic narcissistic trait to repeatedly expose people to the risk of feeling fraud. I'm frustrated, unhappy, and I'm disappointed with life. Just me, that is me sometimes. And it said that the primary author of preparing of the PhD graduate of psychology from the Case Western Reserve University. Oftentimes, life, health, aging, and social world does not treat us well, and we too confronting these limitations, especially threatened to an entitled person. And because in violation their worldview of self superior. Gallery said by the professor. And reacting to perceive injustice, entitled person may direct their anger to outward blaming others while assuring themselves of their own specialness, thus begin the cycle again. And this going to entitle a woman, you know. So the basis on the study said, first, entitlement creates a constant vulnerable of unmet expectation. Then second, the unmet expectation then lead to the dissatisfaction of other violation emotion, and then emotional distress demand a deem led to reinforcement of superior. That is a lot. So one, that the person feel entitled to create a constant vulnerable to the unexpected expectation of you, and then the unexpected expectation can just lead to this dissatisfaction and other vulnerable emotion, and then the vulnerable emotion can just lead to distress demand the redeem to let it reinforce the to superior. So reassurance of scheme of scheming from entitlement can provide a temporary relief from very distress caused by entitlement, said by the co-author of the study of the professor of psychological science at the Case Western Reserve. And it said these benefits are short and long term consequences associated with entitled behavior, including poor relationship, poor interpersonal conflict and distress. Entitled. Is a heavy lot thing, you know. Entitlement is a heavy lot thing when you come into a relationship. Entitled people. And so the entire mind split into someone against the other person. When the person think that they have everything they want, and often for nothing, it comes at the cost of the relationship with the others and ultimately their own happiness. A lady was talking on Simone session on how her husband treated her, and she was like, her husband feeling so entitled, he's so narcissistic, when I read it, toxic and narcissistic behavior, entitlement of toxic and narcissistic behavior, right? And so the previous studies show entitlement is on the rise in the so-called millennial and maybe our generation to see themselves as more entitled than the previous generation. Entitled traits has especially faster breeding ground of strong strong current of individualism valued by the Jamaican society and culture and opinion. While there are no pathway or person to break out the cycle of entitled behavior, previous research showed that the truth of human and gratitude can protect against the distress associated with entitlement. And by creating a sense of safety and security, psychologists have helped entitled people feel more connected with others by finding common ground in the limitation and suffering present in all human life. Yet, too much has asked and often is unacceptable for entitled person to consider they have been accepted or exempted to the rules. So that is basically our topic. Entitled person traits that led to a perpetual loop of distress. Many relationships overall have that perpetual distress, because person feel that they are entitled to you to do stuff for them, and you were supposed to do this for them, and you're supposed to do that for them. Like the woman was she gets up in the morning and she have to cook for her husband, and she have to do this, if the breakfast was late, she get a cussing because all he feels that he is entitled, she's entitled to do all of things for him, and he disregard her feelings, he disregard her emotion, he disregard her kindness. She come home 3 o'clock in the night and he feel entitled that she have to wake up 5 o'clock to make breakfast for him and for the kids, and if she don't do it, she get cussing or literally has to really be rocking. He rock her world, he damage her, he tell her this, he tell her that, to tear her down. And to feel the level of entitled a person, entitled personality trait, does it has to do with the person that they it's all about them and their happiness. You have to make me feel comfortable in order to make me happy. If I'm not happy in the relationship, you are not going to be happy, because you're saying without me you cannot be happy, and if you cannot make me happy, then you cannot be happy. And it's all about entitled, and it said entitlement person to drive aggressive feeling and designness and superior, and that was her husband. Giant aggressive feeling of desireness, and he feel he's the man in the power, he should be taken care of all the time, and if she does not do all the requirements that he wants, he disappointed in her. He have an high expectation of her that she need to excel in the relationship, and that expectation is just lower the standard. And I've been through that situation where I have a boss, he feel entitled that if you don't do the things that he wants you to do, regarding to do the tasks on time, he talk down to you, He make you feel distressed, make he feel disappointing in you, and all of that. And also, he make you feel that you're less than him. And it's just a personal trait that he has, a toxic personality trait that he has. Where it is saying that reacting to perceived injustice entitles a person may direct their anger towards or blame on others while reassuring themselves for their own happiness, which is true. It is a lot. And then the study revealed first that the entitlement creates a constant vulnerable to meet the unexpected expectation. They create this constantly things about it, and they meet, and the person knows that the person can meet the expectation, and you just the unexpectation just lead to dissatisfaction, disappointing in the person, and made the person feel vulnerable. An emotional distress that may deem than less them to reinforce their superiority. So they reinforce their power. So if you does not do this, you cannot get this. And it is a sign of controlling in a sense, and which can lead to another topic. So. About human feeling entitled. So we're going to cut the program here and put you on the Did You Know Factor. This is the Did You Know Factor, and it is brought to you by so the Did You Know Factor is a one that is that Monday is a National Heroes Day, and we're going to celebrate which heroes that is important for y'all. So my national hero is Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey. We're going to know that Did You Know Factor about Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey, we're going to find out about him a little bit more on in the Did You Know Factor. So Marcus Mosiah Garvey is our Jamaican first, not first hero, but our special hero that we have and specialize and big up. So we want to make you learn about more about Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Marcus Mosiah Garvey was a national hero that has been one of the outstanding stewards in our generation. Not in our generation, but our past generation, as he sought out to celebrate, to have say confidence in us and build us in a way that we have to be confident. So Marcus Messiah Garvey was a theme for the Negro movement. The union was famed for the Universal Negro Improvement Association, was formed in July 1914. That's the did you know factor of Marcus Messiah Garvey. The aim of the UNIA was to achieve Black nationalism through celebration of Africa and culture and history. Back to Africa movement was created on the back line, Black Star Line, to act as a Black owned pathway, passage line, that would carry patrons back and forth to Africa. It was enforced in restaurants, shipping centers to ensure Black economy depends on it. That's the Did You Know factor, and I'm your host, Oswald Griffin.